my beautiful friend. Hello. Welcome to another Love Gram.
This song tells exactly how when I was sitting back in my deep
pile. This is a band called Hot House Flowers. The song is I'm Sorry.
All the things that happened. Well, it just came to mind to be that.
I'm waiting for them to get to the part where they say, I'm sorry, but it's taking a long time. I might have to pause it. Okay, that was good. He said, say you're sorry. So, okay. So, without further ado, I had to pause it and delete some things because I could not find my the text from last week. And I just wanted to, I don't know why I don't usually do this, but it felt, for some reason, I feel like it was important to remind you what we talked about last week. I guess today's conversation feels like a continuation. And I know some of you may not have heard it last week, or you may not have even read the email. But what I was talking about last week, and I'm going to summarize it just quickly, was the ways that we can show up and show people that we care. And I know that sounds rather simplistic, but you know, we don't always do the things we know to do, right? And so when I was talking to you last week, here's just a simple list of things that I had talked about in my audio. You know, first of all, scheduling time. You know, it really means a lot to people when you make a point to plan something. Or, you know, alternatively, if it happens that you live with someone and they walk in the room, that you actually stop and you know, you really give them your attention. And, you know, that you put your phone down or whatever you're working on. You, if you're meeting someone for lunch or whatever, put your phone away. That you actually make a point to be there with them. Greet them with joy. Look them in their eyes. You know, don't fiddle around with things while you're talking to them. Don't interrupt them. Nod and make agreeing kinds of sounds. And say to them, this is so interesting. I love what you're talking about. Thank you for sharing this with me. And, you know, say, hey, tell me more. I'd love to hear more. Right? Like, those are just a few of the things that I said last week when we were talking about letting people know that we care. And I was thinking this week, thanks to, again, I know this often happens, and she'll know who she is, but it's again, it's someone in my coaching group who prompted this continuation of that, which has to do with really caring for people in our lives and letting them know it. And that there are times when it's not as simple as all those things I just outlined for you last week. You know, it's not as clear. So say, for instance, this is a situation that happens to me frequently, and I know it happens to a lot of people that I know and love. And it's the situation of, what happens when we have plans with somebody that we really love? And when it comes down to the time to be there and to show up in the way, all those ways that I just talked to you about. But we're torn, you know, like there's that place of, gosh, I know I made these plans, but I'm exhausted. Or I know I made these plans, but I could just really use a night to myself. Or, you know, I feel like I'm just all talked out and I, you know, more than anything, just want to stay home and read a book. Whatever it is that is suddenly, even though you love this person and you love spending time with them, something has happened that is making you wonder if you should cancel. And it's such an interesting place. And we actually did a whole coaching call once on this where we were talking about this group of us. Because there's no rule. I think that's one of the things, right? There's no rule that it's like always keep your commitments or always, you know, take care of yourself and cancel your commitments. Of course, it's not that simple. Because, you know, the other thing that we all know, I've talked to a lot of people about this, it's a very common experience, is that we may be feeling like, ugh, I just don't want to. I don't want to get dressed up. I don't want to take the train. I don't want to go meet this person, even though I love them. I'm tired. But then often, if we get over that initial resistance and we do it, we end up having an amazing time and we love the connection and it fuels us and we feel energized. That can often happen. And so then in that case, you know, we're left with sort of wondering, well, how do I know what my mind is telling me, whether it's true or not? You know, am I too exhausted to meet them? Would it serve me better to stay home? Or if I push through this, will that connection with this person, will that better serve me? I mean, first of all, I guess the thing we can all know is again, there's no right answer and there's probably no way to know. But maybe what we can do is pay close attention. You know, we can really look to see for myself. I know that 9 times out of 10, if I have plans and I keep them, I end up having a really good time. But that those same 9 times out of 10, my mind will tell me, I don't want to go. So I've learned to pay attention and just sort of say to myself, well, okay, I know you don't want to go, but just get dressed up and put on a fun hat. And, you know, chances are very likely that you're going to have a great time. You always do. And so that's one thing I watch. Now, I do, though, you know, if I tell myself that and if I start to get dressed or if it's, you know, a lingering, oh, I just, you know, I really just feel like I'm coming down with something and it, I don't know, I just feel like being out is going to make me exhausted, then I might heed that. I'm not here to tell you. It's like not like I have any answers. I'm here as often as I do to just hold the space to think about these things and to talk about them with the people in your life, right? Like, I think that's one of my hopes is that rather than us struggling with these sorts of things all by ourselves and wondering if there's something wrong with us because we, you know, we make plans and we don't want to keep them, you know, that we talk to people and maybe we'll come to find out that our dear friends also go through these things and that, you know, there's someone we could talk to about it. Oh, sorry. Oh, goodness. So that's all just one piece of this that I wanted to bring up is just opening up the space right now with you to talk about how you do that process of I have plans. I don't want to keep these plans, but maybe I should. How do I know? Okay. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about is another sort of relationship tool. And I really wish I could remember who taught me this. I don't remember. But just recently, someone was talking about what a great practice it is to stop saying, I'm sorry, and replace it with thank you for. And here's an example. So if I'm meeting a friend and I get there 15 minutes late, when I get there, rather than like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, oh, I'm so sorry, to practice coming from a place of thank you so much for waiting for me. Thank you for, you know, being here and, you know, holding the space until I arrived or whatever feels natural to you. But thanking the person is empowering to them. And it's also not diminishing really for both of you, right? Because I think we both, you know, you probably know as well as I do that experience of when someone's, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, it can almost be an obstacle to being present with somebody or an obstacle to simply having the time with them. And again, I'm just exploring all this with you. It's something that I heard recently that makes a lot of sense to me, that it feels like it's a way of honoring that other person in a way that even like just sort of saying, I'm sorry, doesn't really do that, right? I'm sorry. And I'm not saying there aren't times. Of course, there are times when a very heartfelt I'm sorry is called for. But again, just like we were saying just a few minutes ago, there's no rules, but just giving you a little something to consider that maybe there are times when an acknowledgement and an expression of gratitude might be more, it might be the more loving thing to do. It might be the more, I don't know what word I'm looking for. I can feel it though, like sort of like freeing, right? Like instead of making us feel small and constricted, it's sort of opening and hopefully opens that other person. So those are a couple things that I wanted to say today. I'm going to go back to where is our song and see what's happening. Woo! Getting a little wild. I had to turn it off. Anyway, now you can see why I wanted to play that song, because I do love a theme. And that song just popped into my head. I had that album, oh goodness, back in the 80s. I actually saw Hot House Flowers in concert in Los Angeles. And it just popped in my head. And so there you go. I always think it's a little fun to have music that somehow is aligned with our theme today. So I guess that, you know, before I go, I just really want to say thank you to you. I want to acknowledge you for being someone who you think about these things, you care about these things, you want to have more connected relationships, you want to feel like there's more meaning, and you want to have ways to like love people better. I know that, you know, I know it from, you know, your emails to me and for different conversations and when you send me your thoughts on these love grams. And I so appreciate that, because for me, it all makes such a big difference. Everything we are talking about, even just in these last 2 weeks, which really has to do with being present to the people in our lives and finding ways that we can be more authentic, be more who we are. And that then gives the people we love permission to be who they are. It gives us all permission to open up these conversations and to speak honestly about some things that otherwise we might just hold in and feel uncomfortable with. And it's so much more freeing to let it move through us, to talk to people about it, and to understand that there's really not, you know, right ways to do these things. And that the more that we talk about it, the more we accept all these different parts of ourselves and all the different possibilities of who we are and how we are, then just the more comfortable we can be in our own skin. And that feels really good. And that's what I want for all of us. So I love you. Thank you for being here. As always, welcome to Sunday. Welcome to almost a new week. And as always, I love to hear from you if you want to reach out. And I send you big love. Bye-bye.